One more thing I wanted to do for the female reproductive system was kind of explain what we call the ovarian plus the menstrual cycle. And we're going to put them all together. I'm going to have a little graph in the background as I do this. So firstly, you want to think that the woman has a 28-day-ish cycle. We say 28 days because not every female has the same cycle, same amount of days. But we just average it out, we say 28 days. If we describe it from the ovaries perspective, okay, the first 14 days are called the follicular phase. And during this phase, what's happening is that first 14 days is the follicle is essentially developing and getting ready to ovulate, okay? And when we say day one means the first day of their menstrual period, aka day one of menses. So day one to about day 14 is called the follicular period, where that oocyte is going through different stages of development, ultimately ready to ovulate. On day 14, around that time, it's different in everyone. A female will ovulate, which means the egg will come out of the ovary and go into that fallopian tube. For the other 14 days or so, about days 15 to day 28, we call that the luteal phase, and that is because of the presence of something called the corpus luteum. So when an egg ovulates out of the ovaries and goes into the fallopian tube, the follicle remains behind in the ovary, and the follicle becomes a structure called the corpus luteum. That's why we call it luteal phase. And what that corpus luteum is doing is going to continue to secrete the female hormones of estrogen and progesterone so that the uterine lining, that endometrium, stays thick. Okay, so if we go and we kind of correspond this to the menstrual cycle, again, we said day 1 to 14 of ovarian was follicular. Okay, day 1 to 5 or day 1 to 7, depending on your cycle, if you reference the menstrual cycle, that's called menses. So day 1 to 5-ish is called menses. That's when you're actually shedding the endometrium. During this time, your hormones are going to be kind of low, and they're going to start building back up again. Now, day 6 to day 14, and again, we're still in that follicular phase of the ovarian cycle, but in the uterine cycle, in the menstrual cycle, we call this the proliferative phase. So after menses, your endometrium is going to regrow because of the rising levels of estrogen and progesterone. And that's called proliferative. Proliferative means to grow. Day 14, we said we ovulate, okay? We had that leftover follicle still in the ovaries. It's going to become the corpus luteum, and we're going to continue to secrete that progesterone and the estrogen. We call this the secretory phase of the menstrual or uterine cycle. So day 15 to day 28 that I said from the ovarian cycle's standpoint was the luteal phase. If we're referencing the uterus, we call this the secretory phase. We're going to continue to secrete estrogen and progesterone. We're going to continue thickening that lining in anticipation of pregnancy. We need to keep the endometrium nice and thick because that is where the implantation of the embryo is going to take place. Now, if the female's body recognizes that it is pregnant, the corpus luteum is going to remain and continue to secrete these hormones to keep the endometrium nice and thick to support the pregnancy. If the progesterone levels lower, it can actually kind of compromise the endometrium, and then oftentimes a woman can miscarry in that first 12 weeks. So that's going to continue to take place until the placenta develops about 3 months later. If a woman's body does not become pregnant, okay, the corpus luteum is going to become a structure called the corpus albicans. Blood supply to the endometrium is going to shut off, okay? We call this the ischemic phase. It's basically days 26 to about day 28. Some people call it the premenstrual phase, where blood supply to the endometrium kind of gets shut off with the vasoconstriction. That layer kind of sloughs off and dies, and that corpus albicans comes out with the menses for her cycle. And then it just keeps repeating. Okay, so you always want to remember to make sure you correlate the ovarian cycle, those 28 days, so follicular, ovulation, and then luteal, and then compare it to the days of the menstrual cycle, day 1 to 5 being menses, day about 6 to 14 being proliferative phase. After ovulation, we had days 15 to about 26. That was the secretory phase where we continue to secrete the hormones, and then if a woman does not become pregnant, we call that the premenstrual phase, and then the cycle just starts all over again. Always remember hormones too. During menses, the hormones are going to be very low, and they start to rebuild. Okay, you get the LH surge, the luteinizing hormone surge right before ovulation. The hormones continue to rise. If a woman becomes pregnant, the hormones stay high. But if she doesn't become pregnant, those hormones are going to drop, and then menses is going to begin. Hopefully that helps you guys understand the comparison of the ovarian cycle and the menstrual cycle.